Want to hear one of the most awkward exchanges?
Okay. Is this the cringy thing?
Yeah. So there's a few people on TikTok that have captured themselves live quitting.
Oh.
And posting the video.
Okay.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
So that is one TikToker who filmed herself on with her boss. All right?
Uh-huh.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Oh.
Sort of not.
I can't say it. I don't know how to say it.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm just like...
She just gets right into it.
Yes.
Why are we doing this live on video?
For clout, Kelly.
Okay.
I know. I knew it was coming when you said that.
I'm going to cry.
Now, it was cringe to start. And the boss is really pretty understanding.
Okay.
Look, if it's what you feel like you need to do, then I totally get it. We will be so sad and we'll miss you. But I'm excited for you and you'll do awesome.
See?
Well, that's great. That went well.
Turned out pretty well.
Do you think that the boss knew, though, that this was being recorded and was going to...
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. I got to think.
I was going to say, was it live streamed?
She was the social media manager, so...
Oh!
I mean, that was... part of
okay,
so I'm sure you know the boss knew that something was going down.
Okay, but still, wow. I don't know. Yep. I don't know if we always assume though that we're broadcasting this meeting
right
to other people.
Right,
I don't
right.
know if I'm ever assuming that. Even in what we do, we broadcast every day, but we don't broadcast our meetings.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyways, I don't know.
The boss handled it very well.
Yes. Exactly. That I feel like would be so cringe to watch, though.
Yes.
Is it just me?
To be a part of.
Is it just me, though?
No. It's that. That's really cringy. Like, who wants to watch that?
And then, do you want that on your Google search for when another prospective employer Googles you?
That another prospective employer would be like, "That's a great thing. Look at them. They just fired live on video. That was
fun."
Okay. You know what? We hire them. Maybe they do that to us.
Ah, right.
Yeah. I really don't understand how that could ever be a good thing for your future career.
I don't know. But I saw that. I was just like, oh, my gosh. So cringe. So anyways, we'll post that for you to take a look at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
Has anybody done that? And did it work out well? What was the reasoning behind it? I have questions.
Well, it's definitely this is permanent.
You're burning a bridge.
Yeah, I was going to say, you put it out there on social media like that. I mean, it's just like when you see those videos of people that get on the loudspeaker at their job.
Right.
Or, pick up those service telephones or whatever. And
you're at your fast food job. Yeah. I quit.
Yeah, fast food job or,
Take the job and shove it.
Yeah, like the Walmarts where it's all over the entire
Teach
building.
Walmart shoppers, I quit.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fun times.
Or who was it? It was a radio DJ like 10, 12 years ago who quit live on the air. It was, what was her name? It was like Ayana, the Hitta or something like that. But she was like, I quit this bitch. You know, remember that?
All right. Nope. I didn't remember that, but that's fun. I'm assuming she had another job to go to because, again, prospective employers who you want to hire you, that's probably not going to be something that they're going to look on favorably.
Anyways, at Ben and Kelly Show, I don't know if you have a good I quit story or you experienced that yourself.
Oh, yeah.
In the workplace. Yeah. Give us a call or text 502-795-1997. So after... people on TikTok are starting to film themselves live quitting.
Cringy, don't do that.
Yeah.
Just going to go ahead and say, don't do that. It's setting the bar. Don't do that.
Asked, what are some of your best I quit stories? Got a couple I want to relay.
Okay.
I'm sure mine is tame in comparison to others, but I used to work at a mall record store. Worked with a guy every day for about a year, often exchanging complaints about our awful work situation and terrible manager, collectively daydreaming about leaving someday. One fine day, he casually walked up to me and said, "I'm going to go get a soda at the food court. Want anything?" I said, "Nah, I'm good." He never returned.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't want anything.
I smiled hours later when I realized this. Bravo, good sir. And he actually says, "I've often wondered since then, what if I actually did want a drink?
Would I have saved him from quitting? Would he have had second thoughts?
What if I did want a drink? Did he really leave his fate in my hands? Am I in some way responsible for the person
yes,
he might
maybe
be
maybe in his head, he was like, all right, if the guy says the yes, guy I says want yes, something, I'm not out. Quitting today.
Oh, yeah, right, yes. Right. Yeah, you're
or,
right, you're right.
If he doesn't, I'm out. That's my sign.
Right, right, exactly. If he wouldn't have said, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd have been like, well, I got to come back with this soda now.
Well,
so
can't quit
I
today.
Guess I'm not quitting today. Right. I got another one. At my previous job, we merged with another company in Florida. They sent all the developers and IT staff down to the Florida office for a week-long team-building experience. One of the network guys flew down with everyone, but never showed up at the hotel. He showed up at work the following Monday, got called into his boss's office, then was escorted out of the office with a grin on his face. He had taken the company-paid flight down, then gone to a hotel on the beach and partied with spring breakers. And he still showed up for work like nothing had happened.
Right. I was team building.
Just in case they didn't fire him for it.
Oh, wow. So he kind of knew he was getting fired.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
what
yeah.
a fun way to go out.
Yeah.
But
well,
just in case they didn't notice I didn't show up.
Yeah. Maybe it was one of those things where he's like, yeah, I'm not down with this new company that just bought us. So. This is how I'm going to go out.
I had fun with the Spring Breakers. I was team building with them.
Right. I was team building with them all week. You know what? They kept me alive. It was great.
It was fun.
All right. So good stories there.